At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
There's one girl on the front of most of the papers this morning, Aoife Johnston. The Irish Independent has a photograph of her who died after waiting more than 15 hours for antibiotics. Something so simple that would have saved her life. And the headline is, Aoife was our baby, a cool kid. It breaks our hearts. It was a horrible death. The front of the Irish Daily Mail, I never got to say goodbye to my little sister. The heartbroken family of Aoife Johnston, who died in a death trap emergency department at UHL following systemic failures in her care, have said the 16-year-old suffered a horrible death, and her sister Megan said she deeply regrets that she never got to say goodbye to her little sister and never had the chance to see Aoife reach milestones such as leaving cert or graduation. Just a heartbreaking story. The Irish Sun, she had no chance in that death trap. A teenager who died from meningitis in hospital had no chance, an inquest into her death heard. That's the front of the Sun and the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. It was a death trap. It still is. A doctor who described the emergency ward where Aoife Johnston died as a death trap has warned it still is. This is consultant Dr. Jim Gray making the warning as the inquest into the 16-year-old's death returned a verdict of medical misadventure. And the Irish Examiner, we went for help and didn't get it. The family of Aoife Johnston said their daughter had a horrible death and people need to know that she suffered. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, two Irish children were identified as victims of child abuse imagery every week on average at the start of this year. This is a warning from Senior Gardaí. We heard it at the Policing Authority, which was held yesterday in Limerick, and Chief Superintendent of the Garda National Protection Services Bureau, Colm Noonan, said more than 25 Irish children had been identified as victims of child abuse material in the first quarter of this year. So that equates to about two children per week. So it's a very serious issue. And they say it was not possible to respond to every referral with prosecutions. And the focus of Gardaí and Tusla is ensuring that victims are removed from the risk. The front of the Irish Daily Star goes back to the crash that happened in Carlow yesterday. Hit and run fireball mystery is the headline. A young dad who was fatally run over on his motorbike may have been killed by someone he knew, Gardaí suspect. The driver fled and the car was burnt out. Inside the papers then, more on Leo Varadkar, obviously stepping down as Taoiseach, but he's got a big interview coming up tonight on The Late Late Show. And apparently he's going to lift the lid on why he quit the top job. Now, if you remember at the time that Leo Varadkar said he was stepping down, he said there's no story here. There's no scandal about to break or anything like that. Just he's leaving the role. But he's going to do an in-depth Late Late Show chat tonight. And The Sun says Leo Varadkar will finally lift the lid on why he quit. And he is going to do an interview with Patrick Hilty in the hot seat tonight to reveal all about his reasons for stepping down. The Late Late is promising an in-depth interview. Leo Varadkar, of course, has kept tight-lipped on plans for his next move. So it'll be interesting to see, does he mention what his plans are, or is he just going to be a backbench TD? That's probably unlikely. He has said he's got some offers already and he'll be thinking about those. So we'll see what he has to say on The Late Late Show. Also on The Late Late tonight, by the way, Brian O'Driscoll as well, who'll be on with Michaela Morley, who he met in hospital a few years ago, and they became pals after that. So an interesting Late Late Show on tonight. Then we have in the Irish Independent, you heard a bit about Botox there in the news. The Irish Independent tells us that anti-aging Botox injections that can last for 9 months will soon be available in Ireland. Irish dentist Dr. Mairead Brown is warning people to only avail of Botox from qualified practitioners. And there are advances in Botox products in the last 2 years. So we'll see, does it work or not? It's amazing. For some people, it really works. The Botox really works. And for others, it's very obvious that they got it. And it doesn't make them look younger. It just makes them look different. But everyone seems to be getting Botox at the moment. And the news is you'll get it for up to 9 months now. This is coming on the market in Ireland. Irish Independent also looks at revenue and the cigarettes being smuggled into Ireland. And more than a third of cigarettes smoked here last year had no duty or taxes paid on them. So an awful lot of people are either smuggling in cigarettes or else they're buying them on the black market. Revenue figures show it's the highest level since authorities began tracking smokers' sources with regular surveys in 2009. So there's been a spike in the amount of illegal cigarettes coming into Ireland. And a survey last year found that 19% of packs held by smokers were illegal smuggled tobacco. Now, Joe Lynham will have Niall Cody, Chair of the Revenue Commissioners, on Breakfast Business this morning from 6:30. So we'll hear more about that. An awful lot of smokers buying on the black market, it would seem. If you're struggling with snoring, if you had a night where you were snoring or indeed your partner was snoring and kept you awake, well, the Sun tells us that this week is National Snoring Week. Now, we're not celebrating snoring. We're trying to stop it. And the Sun has an interview with sleep specialist Kerry Davies, who says that it's time to end the stigma around snoring. And she says couples sleeping in separate bedrooms is something she comes across quite frequently. There are some tips if you're a snorer or your loved one is a snorer. First one is that you should put an air purifier in the room, which can be a cause of snoring because of all the dryness in the room. Also, putting something on your back. You know the way people put like a tennis ball on their back to try and keep you a bit more upright. Earplugs are a good idea, not for the snorer, but for the person who's suffering with the snoring. And the partner should also record their snoring for 15 minutes and listen to that recording during late morning for 2 weeks. So you're not playing back the recording to say, listen to you last night. You listen to it yourself and your brain will start to recognise the snoring as normal and it'll become less likely to interrupt your sleep. So that's an interesting one. And final story from the Mirror. We've a new song out today from the two Johnnies. And their new song is about hangovers. It's for anyone who's ever been in the horrors the morning after a mad night out. The song is called I'm So Hungover I Could Die, and it's about suffering hangxiety after a bender. Some of the lyrics are, I'm so hungover I could die, what the hell happened last night? Didn't mean to stay that long, then it all went wrong. I'm so hungover I could die. Wake up and my mouth is as dry as Gandhi's sandal in July. I appear to have slept in the bath and I can indefinitely smell kebab. So they won't win any poetry awards for the lyrics, but they're the lyrics of it anyway. The two Johnnies' new song covered in all the papers, including the Irish Daily Mirror this morning. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.